You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I don't want to call anybody out, but Kyle came into the studios and called your theory on this winter as bunk.
What?
You weren't supposed to tell her that.
Why not?
It's going to be 60 numbers. Degrees today. Give me a break.
I said it's not as a fall feeling as you might think it is. It feels winter.
Because you guys don't have your fall colors.
Yeah, that has something to do with it.
Could you be any more annoying today? I mean, honestly.
That's you whining about the fall colors.
I'm saying it's pitch dark. It's 32 degrees when you wake up. It does not feel like fall.
It feels like we don't have seasons anymore. Just switches
Thank you.
From one
I
to another.
I said that yesterday,
no,
but
you
I don't
didn't.
Think we have anything to complain about with the weather forecast right
No,
now.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm trying to embrace the 60, almost 60 degree temperature today, but it's
But
still
it's 60
not.
For like an hour. Yeah. You know, the rest of the day, like it hits its high like 2 p.m., you know?
It's dark out already?
Yeah.
Anyway, it
does not feel like fall at all. When I remember, maybe it's just as a kid, you don't have enough years in your life to sort of stretch out. Like a season seems longer than it is. But you used to have a fall. I mean, there would be weeks of the leaves changing.
Yeah.
And you would literally...
Well, even last year wasn't too bad.
Okay.
So were riding in short sleeves and shorts this time last year. So.
Right. Now, and you got up to go for a ride on Sunday. And what was the temperature?
Freezing.
32 degrees.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not fall.
No.
Just saying. I don't know why you're so kind of Pollyannish on it. I mean, like it's just sort of, well, I'm going to make it this way because I...
She's trying to be...
I don't think it's that bad.
Positive influence and make herself feel better about
There's
it.
Also a thing called denial, which is sort of the same thing.
That works too.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome. Ride and Rudd every Tuesday morning. We started back in the spring. We run all summer and then into the fall. Scareport was this past weekend. You guys went out to have a good time.
Yeah, it was good. I ran.
Yeah.
Everybody, they dress up in costume.
Well, a lot of people
most
there.
Most people do. Yeah, I think it was one of their bigger crowds that they've had. They've only had it going for a couple of years now, so I think they've had well over 200 people there. And had a one-mile kid run and then a 5K and a 10K, and you run on the airport at night, which is kind of cool.
Now, what's that like? Are there lights at all, or are they have the runway lights on?
Yeah, on a plane, they seem like they're really close to each other. Whenever you're running as slow as I do, they're pretty spaced out.
Yeah.
So it gets pretty dark in places.
But flat.
Oh, it's dead flat, yeah.
Yeah, there's no hills to worry about.
No, it's really not. It was windy, but the way it was, we had a tailwind for a big chunk of it, so it wasn't too bad. So it's a great event. They do the pre and post thing in a hangar, like right off the airport.
Yeah.
So it's like cold out and everything. You just go right back in the hangar whenever you're done, and right before you start, you roll out there. So
what did you run?
I ran the 1 mile with my kid and then felt okay, so then I ran the 5K.
Okay, so you did the 1 mile and then the 5K.
Yeah.
So what? Tell me about some of the costumes. You see some good costumes?
One of my employees won for Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her and her boyfriend dressed up like that. So,
okay.
They won the costume contest. There were some kids dressed up as Lightning and Thunder, so... The Adam De La Rosa guy, he liked that one. That was
Lightning and Thunder.
Yeah, like or Tornado. It was like a guy had like a little tornado thing with like fences and cows in it. It was pretty funny.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool. It's a neat event. We didn't get out this year. We're going to put it maybe on the list next year, you know, as we reimagine what the Hot 25 and the Charlie 10 looks like next year.
Tat was out there representing.
Tat was?
Yeah.
Did he run?
No. I don't think so.
He just was there?
Yeah. He was dressed up.
What was he dressed up as?
Dodgeball guys.
Dodgeball guys?
Oh, yeah. I did see that on Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, they're clever. So Scareport this past weekend. All right. Now, I obviously, when the season... describe, like, what your shops are like as you go through the seasons. Because, I mean, clearly in the fall, and technically we are still in the fall, there are still bike rides, there are still runs, and like we just said, Scareport was just this past Saturday. So there's still plenty going on. When do you guys start to transition?
Now.
You're getting winter stuff in, you're bringing stuff indoors. I mean, it's not like you quit doing stuff. You have a lot going on throughout the winter months.
No, people stop coming in, so that's the thing that really immediately starts happening. But, yeah, you still keep planning stuff. And we have fall clothing that showed up 3 weeks or so ago for North Face and Patagonia stuff. We got trainer orders in already and have sold through a bunch of those. So, this time of year we start transitioning. But yeah, well, I only got two more shows left, so I spelled out a couple things we had planned. We're like planned all the way through December, you know.
All right, well, let's keep with October first though, because you got your Wednesday nights, as you said, all the way through December doing the cyclocross thing. That continues.
Yeah,
you got on October 29th, you're going to host a Halloween fun.
This Wednesday, we're doing a Light in Motion guys coming and doing a light demo at cyclocross. So you can
what
try
is that?
Like headlights, because we ride it. It gets dark on us while we're out there, so we ride with lights. So he's bringing a bunch of lights to let people try for the cyclocross this Wednesday.
That's pretty cool. I guess for safety features, if you're out doing anything at night, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Even daytime, you can run them. Yeah. You can be seen a lot better.
All right, so that's this Wednesday. And then October 29th, you guys are at 5:30 hosting a Halloween fun run.
Yes. Monday night fun run we usually do. We're moving this one back a little bit from 5 to 5:30 and then dressing us in costume and doing prizes and stuff.
Okay, and so that will you're going to do nutrition products and candy and all that. And then November 4th, now, if I remember correctly from last year, this Sunday recovery yoga series was kind of a big deal for people.
Yeah, it went over really well. So we're going to do biweekly and starting November 4th, and then, well, every 2 weeks from that.
Okay, so on Sundays that starts at 10 a.m., $5 at the door?
Yep.
Okay, and then November 11th is the Scoville Cyclocross. This is classic with an X,
yeah.
Right? Who came up with that?
I have no idea.
Okay. What is this?
So it's our Wednesday night cyclocross. We're actually hosting an actual race.
Okay.
We're part of the Heartland Cyclocross Series. They have some in Peoria, Bloomington, Danville, Springfield area. We're hosting a race out at the Scoville Golf Course.
Okay, so this will be people coming from all over.
Yeah.
All right.
Different categories and kids races and,
Okay, what? It's November 4th.
I know, it's awesome.
You like being out in the cold? I mean, maybe you'll end up getting a nice day.
Just whining about the 32 degrees.
Yeah, I'm going back and forth. Cyclocross, you typically want it to be pretty chilly. If it's snowing, that'd be cool.
Why is that?
Just the course is more interesting to ride on than just dry, hard grass.
And, yeah. Because you want slick, like, you know, frozen.
Yeah, you want to slide around a little bit and, like, you know, hanging out around the corner and stuff. So,
all right.
A couple groups. Groups of guys have done some of these Hicks series, and we've always done our Wednesday night thing, so we wanted to have a race here in town, so we're going to do it this year.
Okay, and then November 18th, you're hosting the Dirty Petersburg Gravel Ride.
Yeah, it's a gravel ride over in Petersburg, Illinois. We're going to start from Hand of Fate Brewery.
You guys, really, you can tell, like, your shoppers just quit coming in. But this is what you're going to do, like, November, is you're going to go out and, like, just do all the crazy stuff that you and 14 other people like.
Yeah. Well, the Dirty Petersburg has, it's between Springfield, Peoria, Bloomington. There's like 400 some people interested in coming to it already.
400 people?
Yes.
Okay.
I did it last year and we had like 50 people. It was like 38 degrees and raining.
Yes.
So we have a 20 or a 30, a 40, and a 50 mile gravel route drawn up.
And then what is the Hand of Fate Brewery?
It's a really good brewery on the square in Petersburg.
Okay.
So, yeah, most bike people that ride gravel like beer. So
yes.
We're going to go ride, and then the place opens at 1. So it's not who wins, it's whoever gets to the brewery first.
All right.
After doing that.
Pretty cool. Now, indoors, you guys are working with the Disc. The third Monday of the month, starting in November, you're going to be hosting a Winter Warrior track workout series at the Disc. So you can, $2 for non-members for a 30-minute, one-hour track workout. You're bringing product in, though, right?
Yeah, so we do this in conjunction with some of our run companies that bring the reps in. So, the third Monday of every month at 6.
Okay.
We're meeting at the Disc, and we're going to have, well, you just said it all. We got Hoka coming November 19th. We got Brooks for the next one, Ultra and New Balance. So we got demos lined up for all those companies. So you can come try out their shoes and go run a few laps and do a workout and it's usually pretty cold, so that time of year, it's nice getting in on the track.
That's right. November 19th, December 17th, January 21st, and February 18th.
We're
and you can find those dates on Nauticator.com. Yeah, just go to the Ride and Run section.
We keeping that up all winter?
What?
The calendar?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
All right. I mean, you know, people like to find out about stuff. And
it's updated. It'll be updated on all that.
Good deal. Got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap things up with Kyle May here. Final segment with Ride and Run. Courtesy of FleetFeetDecaturIL.com and SpinCity.co. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, sunny skies, highs near 60 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 33. For your Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 55. Thursday, cloudy and highs near 52. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 42 degrees.
Attention Decatur area new and used car buyers. The Bob Brady Auto Group announces an on-site tent sale. Everything you love about a tent sale. Low prices, great finance offers, huge selection, but it happens at the dealership. This is huge. The Bob Brady Auto Group is combining Cadillac, Buick, and GMC with Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Fiat, Honda, Hyundai, and Mitsubishi to bring you one of the biggest automotive sales Decatur has ever seen. Now through October 31st, find millions in new and used car inventory at both Bob Brady locations. More than 1,000 vehicles at some of the lowest prices ever offered, and everyone comes with the incredible Charlie deal. This is not your typical tent sale. Discounts up to $15,000. New car payments as low as $199 per month. 0% financing with approved credit. How's that sound, Charlie? Now through October 31st, don't miss the on-site tent sale at both Bob Brady Auto Group locations. The Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth. The Bob Brady Auto Group on-site tent sale now through October 31st at Bob Brady. We're dealing.
Don't send another tax and spend Democrat to Springfield. The tax hike imposed on us in 2017 has taken an additional $5 billion out of our wallets. In spite of that, Mike Madigan and the career politicians and their friends in Springfield just passed a budget that is over $1 billion upside down. As your state representative, I'll fight tooth and nail against any progressive income tax proposal. We can't afford it. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, for the Illinois House of Representatives on November 6th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Tuesday, October 23rd. Does the World Series begin today?
Yes, sir. Begins tonight in Boston.
Boy, that ought to be nice and chilly if you're from Los Angeles. The Dodgers and the Red Sox, I have zero interest in this.
Supposed to be around 50 by game time. And
that's actually not bad.
Into the upper 40s. That's not
for Boston, East Coast. I would have thought, I mean, that's warmer than it is here.
Yeah, that's true.
No interest.
Yeah, I got nothing either.
Dodgers, Red Sox?
My cousin's a Dodgers fan, so that's cool for him.
Yeah, good for them. I'm not rooting against anybody. I'm just not rooting for anyone.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, the Hoka, the Brooks, the Ultra, and the New Balance dates, November 19th, December 17th, January 21st, February 18th. That's inside at the disc. $2 for non-members. Seems like a pretty good deal. Now, the November 24th is Small Business Saturday, and I know you're not letting all the details out yet, but that's a big deal for you guys.
Yeah, we've tried the Black Friday thing like everybody else in the past, and we gave up on it like 2 years ago, so we'd go all in on Saturday.
All right, so that's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll do some events that morning and have specials and stuff. So.
All right, and then you've got Dude Night coming up on November 29th.
Yeah, so they had Ladies Night a couple weeks ago, and we're going to have Dude Night. So I'll have a couple bike reps in, a couple local stores too, and a couple breweries in, and we'll have a good time, have some raffle prizes. We're doing a fundraiser for the Movember Foundation. I'll grow my sweet mustache.
Oh, good. I can't wait. Yeah, I've missed that sweet mo from last year. Yes,
I might do a beard.
You should.
I did that 2 years ago. It came in gray though, so it freaked me out a little bit.
Well, you know, that's what it does at a certain age.
As Jeff's looking at me.
All right, and then December 1st, you guys are doing a fundraiser, taking wrapping paper donations for Webster Cancer Hall, and that's your Will Run for Chocolate Fun Run. Now, that sounds something like everyone
that
can
embrace.
That
immediately got people interested. Did you put that out there? Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty. So, like you said, fall, it's transitioning right now. We have a bunch of events planned. Try to keep things going.
All right, well, let's talk retail a little bit, because it's going to be the holidays before we know it. People are going to start shopping for Christmas if they're already not. I mean, some people probably already are. And you guys have a great run of stuff, whether people bike or run. They still love, the Patagonia, the North Face, all the great stuff. So what's hip? What's hopping, you know, this year? I mean, like the big thing.
Trucker hats are already selling. Yeah. We got quite a few of those in from Patagonia and some cool ones from North Face in already. Smart trainers have been going over really, really well.
Yeah.
So you hook your bike up to it and you can ride inside this time of year with daylight and the weather and everything.
And you control the thermostat. You can make it whatever temperature you want.
Yeah. It's all kinds of cool technology.
You put your TV on. It should show you fall leaves on the TV.
Yeah. They just released a course in Central Park, New York. So you're riding around New York and then part of it goes to like a futuristic section. So there's like flying cars and stuff. It's kind of cool. So
sweet.
It's so they keep updating and make it interesting and try to keep that going.
What about tech? You know, I know people are always interested in, you know, the tech side of things. And now with smartwatches and everything else, I mean, people are now wearing more tech than used to, you know, put on a bike,
yeah,
you know, 10 years ago. What's the latest on all of that?
It's been pretty quiet, but Garmin has an update going on their watches that it will sync with your Spotify playlist.
Okay.
So you can run with just your Garmin watch and wireless headphones and listen to music. So you don't need your phone to go.
Really?
Now,
yeah. That would be pretty cool, because I know like during workouts, it's always like there's not much you can do with a phone unless you want one of those run belts or something. There's really no way that you can do that looks cool.
A little heavy flopping around. Yeah. So they have it on the high-end Fenix 5, and then it's coming to the other watches, the Vivo Active 3.
All right, I only got 20 seconds. What are the price ranges on the Garmin watches?
They start around $300 for
all right, so similar to Apple.
Vivo Active 3, and it's a really, really nice device. You all can right. swim with it, run with it, ride with
there
it.
There you go. There's your perfect gift. If anyone out there is looking for me, I'll take one. All right, we've got to take a break for the top of the hour. We'll see you next week. Stay warm.
Yeah.
Kyle May, Ride and Run with SpinCity.co and FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. News is coming your way next.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY.